Welcome to the original Freemasons podcast, broadcasting from Waterbury, Connecticut, USA. Follow us on your favorite podcast app or join us live on YouTube. And as always, leave your aprons at the door, my brothers. A hungry heart keeps me going strong. It gives me strength when things are going all wrong. All my life I've been searching for the sun. Now like a thief in the night, I got nowhere to run. But I'll never surrender. No, I'll never give it up without a fight.
You're riding high in April, shot down in May.
And copyright violation.
Hello and welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your host, Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry.
And Worshipful Brother Ken.
Today, we're going to talk about some freaky shit.
Mm-hmm.
And as I put in the Instagram tag, not like Worshipful Brother Joe freaky stuff.
Oh. Oh.
We're going to be talking about the dark mystique of Freemasonry. What does that have to do with anything? Well, it's Halloween-y.
Yeah, it's getting pretty close to spooky season, or is spooky season, so why the F not?
You have a hot dog on Halloween. It's called a Halloweeny.
Indeed. Also, speaking of hot dogs, shout out to my good friend Phil and his business partner who just started a new food truck business in the local area. Rescue Dog Food Trucks. Eat a hot dog, save a rescue.
Cool.
All proceeds to benefit rescue shelters.
Very nice.
Pretty awesome. Good business plan.
I can't read. It's not his fault. He can't read. Who's that up there?
Increase the what's this?
The chat. Make it bigger because I can't see. I'm clearly getting blind. Mr. Yeah, getting Anonymous. Blind. Good morning, guys. Perfect name for this episode.
Yeah.
I like it. What the hell was I going to say? Oh, what are you drinking over there, Kenny?
I'm drinking coffee. What are you drinking?
Coffee, too.
Oh.
Sure.
Looks a little on the weak side from a coloration standpoint.
It's a cold coffee.
Okay. All right. Cold brew. Yeah, that's very trendy. Pumpkin spice latte, perhaps?
It's a spirit, perhaps.
Oh.
We'll call it coffee spirit. Anyway, okay. Let's go through some housekeeping crapola first, and then we'll get into this episode. Mm-hmm. You want to start with Instagram, and then I'll follow up with Apple?
Sure. New followers over on Instagram. We have Carlina, Robert Kerwin.
Rob Kerwin.
Rob Kerwin, yeah.
Just signed on.
Bill Wildman.
Bill Wildman.
Yeah,
wow.
That's a pretty cool name. Masonic Family Health Foundation. Thank you for visiting us, brothers. Robert E., Vanessa Marovich, David, John Cowan. That's an unfortunate last name for this show. the Masonic Shop, Omid Sharizi, DeKiffy Tyler. Sure. Sorry if I botched your name there. Tim Bancroft, Richard Perez, and that's it.
All right. Apple reviews, and then we'll toast them all. We got wine.
I got coffee.
We'll toast them all. Yeah. We get fresh naked. You seen that?
No, is it a movie that...
Yes. Oh, my God. Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Oh, yes. I have seen that. It's just been a long time.
Great podcast. I think it's... I already read that one. Amazing podcast. Brother Rene Santiago, 5-star review. He did this on Monday. An amazing podcast. We're amazing.
Mm. I wouldn't go that far, but hey.
I'm amazing.
He said it, not me.
Very informative about Freemasonry. Just got raised to my Master Mason degree. Anchor Lodge 424, San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, congratulations, brother.
Nice. Thursday, awesome podcast. EFD me. What the?
EFD.
EFD. F'd me.
I don't know what that means. It's early in the morning.
5-star review. Let's see here. Was raised May 2023 and immediately began seeking more light. Found your podcast. Is that light?
It's light of certain values of light, I guess.
Dim ass bulb.
Yeah.
Fills the need for when I want something more casual. Went back to the beginning and listened to all the episodes. Ugh, sorry, you went to the beginning.
It was a little rough.
Shotgun wedding at the beginning.
Yeah.
Went back.
You were unshaven. unclean. We've gotten a lot better, I think.
Talking about cat gingivitis and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, talking about all kinds of nasty stuff.
Dead hookers and trunks. You remember that episode?
Yeah. Danny Sharkus made him famous. So.
Let's hear. Went back to the beginning and listened to all the episodes in order. Why does that do that every podcast?
You know, nobody else can hear it. Only we can hear it in the monitors. So,
well, now I made it.
And now you
a thing.
Yeah.
It goes. Bloo-loo.
You're doxing my computer. I don't even know what the message says. I'm just gonna close it.
Yeah, close it. Hopefully, don't restart. Yeah. Went back to the beginning and listened to all the episodes in order before leaving review, which I never doubted would be a 5-star. Ooh. Yeah, I feel like it started off as like a 2, and then slowly, gradually made
it. Thank you for waiting before placing your review. Appreciate it.
Yeah. December plan to enter Scottish Rite. Keep up the awesome work. Alan Kuntz, Junior Deacon, Lessing Lodge, 464 FNAM. Hattie Shriners, Evansville, Indiana. Cool.
Thank you.
Well, that's all I got.
All right. We should toast them then.
We got a couple 3-stars in here. Who put in a 3-star? You sons of bitches. Anyway, moving on.
Mr. Anonymous here says, y'all at least splash a little Irish cream in the coffee for a proper toast. And no, I did not. George splashed a little bit of something else in there.
Is that a splash?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's just diluted with ice cubes.
Yeah, but it's his famous coffee made out of bourbon and ice cubes. Cold brew.
Who needs Death Wish when you got this?
I guess.
Anyway, brother, right hand to arms.
Do arms.
Ready?
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire, good fire, fire all. I'm not slamming this.
Ah, nor should you.
Be a real short ass podcast. Mm-hmm. Where the hell did I leave off?
Together, brother.
Together, brother. Vivat, vivat, vivat. All right.
It's been a while since we did that.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like we don't toast people often enough. Oh, by the way, interesting side note. Remember how in the last episode we talked about our awesome cannons that we had, right? Like those Hunt for Red October looking, yes. Just like that's super ornate. Shit. Yeah, can't find them. I went through the box over there.
Somebody swiped them?
I think somebody swiped them. Or maybe they're in this room somewhere. But yeah, so they've gone missing, and that makes me very sad because those were very, very cool cannons. They were given to us by a brother from overseas.
I know.
Shipped to us.
Yeah. I know.
So.
Damn it.
Well, everything's like somewhere, man. We'll find it. We'll find them, I think.
Hopefully we didn't leave them behind. I don't think we did, but.
No.
If we left them behind, then we're really screwed.
Then one of the brothers has them, probably. I'm sure nobody would just leave them in the abandoned
building.
Which means
they swiped them.
They probably swiped them.
And in the words of Dora, swipe or no swiping. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Who the hell's Dora? Dora the Explorer?
Yes. Swipe or no swiping. Jesus. What kind of childhood did you have?
Swipe or no swiping. No, I don't know. I was like a grown-ass never man by the time Dora the Explorer came out. So had a pretty good childhood.
So let's talk about the dark mystique of Freemasonry. I've seen some movies recently that are a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for?
Macabre.
Dark.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know. I just always found this interesting mystique of, like, the darkness of, like, I don't know, right? There's always, like, that, like, mystique of, like, not giving a shit, right? And darkness. Mm. And if you tie that into like Halloween, like it's everybody's favorite holiday because you get to just be whatever you want and do whatever you want. You know what I mean? And you can. So I think there's like a certain allure to darkness in even regards to Freemasonry. Again, I've said it before. I'll say it again. The thing that got me involved in Freemasonry and got me really hooked was the dark mystique of Freemasonry through the History Channel episodes of like, what's on the dollar bill? Like, you know.
Yeah.
In a world where darkness. Right?
I don't know. I mean, there's definitely a mystique to Freemasonry. I think to assume that there's a darkness about it as well is definitely more of a conspiracy theory.
I said dark allure. There's
dark allure.
A mystique, right? It's got a mystique to it. Doesn't mean it's dark.
Right.
It just means it's got that secretive, like, we do shit in the dark, right?
Yeah.
Nobody
and it doesn't
really
even mean that
do.
It's accurate.
It's
dark,
just, right.
That's just the reputation that
right.
Some think the fraternity has, yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, it's like one of those things where it's like the dark mystique of it is like, well, shit, I want to know what they're doing, mm-hmm. right?
You know Which what is what got about? You interested
got
in
me hooked on it, right? Like, what, they drink out of a skull? That's so freaking cool. You know what I mean? Like that.
No, we do not. Well, not right now, anyway. Drinking out of coffee cups right now.
Are you a Templar?
I am. Yeah, so I know where you're going. We don't have to go there.
But
speaking of Dark Mystique, I mean, the Knights Templar, which is one of the three bodies of the York Rite of Freemasonry, mm-hmm. which you are very, very, or were very involved in,
right?
Happens to have a lot of kind of dark mysticism about it yes, in those it three does. Orders or degrees of Templary. So, yeah, okay.
Yes, it does. I mean, even some of the Scottish degrees, it's like... And again, like I'm kind of tying into the fact of like the dark mystique of things. Like, you know, there's almost like an embrace that we have in Freemasonry about death, right?
Yeah.
It's like that macabre, like you said.
Yeah. When you say the dark, you know, mystique of Freemasonry, the mental picture that I get is one of those old 1700s, 1800s, like line drawings of like, you know, a bunch of guys standing around. An altar, the altar's bright, everything else around them is dark, one guy has a sword, you know, and like one right. guy's laying on the ground or whatever, like that kind of image
right.
is what I get in my head when we say the darkness of Freemasonry, the dark side of Freemasonry.
Right, that's what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
We do, there are tricks of lighting and so forth that we do during our degrees when we do the obligation, it's very, there's only light on the altar, you right. know, is our tradition here at Harmony Lodge, the rest of the room is dark. Everybody's kind of standing right. It's, you know, if you look on that from above, it could, you know, and you don't know the context yeah, surrounding right. it. Yeah, it would seem kind of dark, I think, to an outsider.
Let's see here. Mr. Anonymous, I'll answer this question. Is the skull jurisdictional? Can I expect to drink from it in my lodge at some point?
Probably not.
No, not Probably in the Blue not. Lodge. Leave it at that.
Yeah. The first three degrees of Masonry don't really have anything regarding skulls.
Yes, yes.
Well, Chamber of Reflection.
Chamber of Reflection, yeah, which we should do here.
Yeah. I think he was asking about the Chamber of Reflection.
Chamber of Reflection. You don't drink from a skull. You sit in a room in pitch black darkness.
It's an introspection exercise.
Yeah, exactly. And it's you know, one of those things where you sit in a dark, painted black. Well, I mean, the rooms, the two chambered reflections that I were in, three. Check that. I've been in three. Okay. The entire room is black. There's some shit painted on the walls. There's a mirror in front of you. And again, the ritual.
Not actual shit painted on the walls. Not
shit on the walls. Yeah, no, this isn't my my work where I'm in the cell
it's
block.
Not a prison.
People are making poo-poo Picassos on the wall. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about.
Picasso.
That's what we call them, poo-poo Picassos.
That's disgusting.
Oh, it happens.
Yeah, I know. Happens. You've told me about it before. It's gross.
But anyway, there's stuff on the walls. Stuff. I said stuff this time.
Yeah, certain
they all have certain meanings to them. You kind of take them in. There's some things on the table in front of you. You kind of take them in. Everything has meaning. So the way I did it in Morningstar was I had like little... What do you call them? Like little, like not index cards, but like little things. But each one meant something. So you kind of contemplated on it. Salt of the earth, the bread of life, the cock in the wall. And I don't mean Joe. I mean actual.
It's a chicken.
I mean, it's a chicken.
Yeah.
Or a rooster, whatever you want to call them.
Yep.
But the
same species.
And again, we'll kind of go into the dark mystique of I mean, the reason. There's a reason why they have cockfighting, right? Because they literally fight to the death. So it's underneath the cock is called it's the word perseverance. Mm-hmm. And it means to persevere and keep fighting and don't give up and blah, blah, blah. You
know? Never surrender when your back's against the wall.
I see what you did there.
That's our theme song.
That was nicely done.
That's
Dan.
All I
see
got.
See what you did there. Mm-hmm. And truthfully, all joking aside, that is why I picked that song. If you listen to the lyrics of it, never surrender. I'll never give up without a fight.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of George Mudry to a T.
God damn right it's me.
Grand Lodge tries to shut down his podcast. He'll
what
never
do I
surrender.
Do? What do I do? Fire off emails.
Yeah. He sends strongly worded letters.
Is that what we'll go with? Strongly worded? All right.
That's what perseverance is.
So anyway, Chamber of Reflection. It's a darkness, right? But again, we mm-hmm. talk about in Freemasonry, from the darkness you find the light.
Yep.
So when you start off as an EA and you go through the Entered Apprentice degree, you're in complete darkness. You're part of the profane world.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be clear, profane isn't using words like shit and fuck.
I mean, that profane, is profane, but... Yeah.
No, it's profane language.
Yeah.
But when the word profane, and I'll say this to all the people who are like, you got to stop swearing, I got my kids in the car. Well, that's your fault for listening to our podcast with kids
I
in
did
the car.
Mark it as
when
explicit.
When it clearly so, says explicit, yeah. and it said explicit since before we went to RSS.com.
I don't know.
Which, by the way, love that website. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It was definitely a great find. They are awesome. So... Yeah, we'll leave it at that. But profane refers to
the
profane world to God.
Oh.
Yeah.
I always thought profane in context of Freemasonry just meant the uninitiated, like the rest of the world.
To us it does.
Right.
But actual meaning of profane means...
It's profane before God. Okay.
Profane before God. It's the actual meaning of it. See, it's kind of interesting when you do your homework, isn't it?
I guess it is.
This bourbon's hitting perfect. I mean, coffee is hitting perfectly.
It's going to be a fun episode.
Showed up. I was on my shit this morning already.
I don't know what that
it.
Means. What is on my shit mean?
On my shit. In other words, I'm already starting trouble. I'm already in a mood where I'm like, okay. Fuck all. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
those are some of my
if favorite
I had
a George
pocket Mudry
full
moves.
Of Fs, I wouldn't give one. Yeah. I really wouldn't give one.
Okay.
At all.
I like that. Okay. So you're all fired up this morning.
I'm all fired up this morning.
Mr. Anonymous, good call. Don't forget to get your fantasy picks in. Football starts soon.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Well, you should probably, yeah. Well, there you go. That's some free advice for you.
There's no point. Everybody in fantasy is freaking hurt. McCaffrey's died for the third time. I mean, he's basically hire him at this point.
Yeah, so.
McCaffrey keeps getting hurt, so.
So flip some guys around. Move some guys out of
that requires time and energy, to which I don't have.
Like 15 minutes.
So.
Not bad.
Getting off, so we digress. So the dark mystique of it. Freemasonry, Halloween, it all kind of ties in where it's you get to be something other than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I feel personally when you come to Lodge and, you know, I am who I am out in public. I am who I am, like me or not. I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
But when I come here, I know I don't. I really don't care. Got something to say, say it. I don't care. Doesn't bother me. But in Lodge, it's like you... For me, anyway, I change. I become something else. It's like
something more gentlemanly, perhaps.
More gentlemanly.
Masonic persona.
The mystique of it all. You know what I mean? Like, I become more...
Stoic, perhaps.
Stoic. Yeah. And
I mean, it's hard not to be when you're in a tuxedo, you know?
Fair enough. You
it's
know
hard,
what I mean?
It's hard like, to be, you know... unclean, unwashed, profane, if you will, if you're wearing a tuxedo.
But it's almost like it's the fun of like almost having a split personality, right? You're somebody else.
Yeah, a little bit.
You're somebody different. You're no, I don't want to say playing a part, but you're different, right? Like when I'm out in the streets, I'm just George. I'm just, you know, when I say out in these streets, like I'm from the hood, but you know what I mean? Mm. Like when I'm at work, I'm a different person. I put on that uniform, I become a straight asshole. Nah, correction. I'm an asshole when it's warranted. And sometimes it depends on the people I'm with, but when I put on that uniform, I'm different. You know what I mean? I go to work, I'm different.
I have a role to perform.
When I'm just little old George, I'm just me, right? I just, the angry little dwarf that I am.
Street George.
There's going to be a meme made of that.
Oh, yeah.
But when I come to Lodge, and I've said this before, like, I'm different. You know what I mean? Like, I... More so when I was district deputy, right? I was...
You have that, like, that authority.
Not even authority, because I don't want it to make it sound like, and I don't want district deputies to have, or even anybody in a higher stature, because again, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts.
Absolutely.
Big and go. So don't ever have that thing, but you do have a role to play.
Yeah.
Right? You
people
walk
look
in
to you for advice, for, yeah.
Right. So my whole mentality of goofiness, like shit, how I am on the podcast, I'm not like that in a Masonic Lodge.
Yep.
And I become more, I would say, dark and mysterious. Right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I haven't sat with you in Lodge frequently or, you know, recently, but the times that I remember being in lodge with you during a degree or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you're all business. Correct. You're not normal George.
Right. Nope. I'm serious as a heart attack. Yep. But I think that's a cool, again, I keep using the word mystique over and over again, but it's the cool mystique of, you know, being a Freemason, leaving the lodge, going out in public, even go out in the front, let's just say you're smoking cigarettes in the front stoop out there, mm-hmm. and people walk by and they see you in that tuxedo and they see you with the apron on and you got the white gloves on and there's a guy with a hat on, right? You know mm-hmm. what I mean? People look like, what the f-?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, what is that all about? Yep. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Even like when we would go to Jimmy's place in Seymour, you go down to the bar, oh, yeah. all dressed up.
So going out after a lodge night is always like, an interesting experience.
So, I don't know. I just always enjoyed that aspect of Freemasonry. And again, I think I've made this on the podcast before. I mm-hmm. would love if Freemasonry would actually embrace that darkness. Embrace mm-hmm. it, not meaning become dark, become evil or malevolent or...
But use it to its advantage.
Use it to its advantage. Mm-hmm. Like, I always wanted to just go to like Vistaprint and have business cards made up with just a black card mm-hmm. with just a square, skull and bones on the front of it. And then on the back side of it, have your lodge information with the secretary's number.
Hmm.
Don't give him any information. You know, don't pull the whole freaking, not just the man of Mason. Yeah. Like
you're saying, yeah, okay.
It's some douchebag with boxing gloves on. I'm saying like...
Kind of like a dark marketing
campaign. Kind of like
campaign.
A dark marketing campaign.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hmm. Shit. Even make a degree like that. How freaking cool would it be around Halloween to have everybody in black robes, real eyes wide shut shit?
Hmm.
Right?
A special degree.
Like a special degree. Like, embrace that. Again, you have to understand, we have the mosaic floor, and it's not, again, I'm using the mosaic floor. What does the mosaic floor represent, Ken?
It's the duality of man, good versus evil, yin and yang.
Bingo!
Light and darkness, yeah.
So if we're on the fucking floor embracing the light and the dark, and we
sometimes
embrace the
you gotta be the dark.
Sometimes you gotta be the dark, and the dark draws people into the light.
Yeah.
Okay. Boom. I'm just saying, that's my take on it. Mm-hmm. I always thought it would be cool, and I wanted to do this for the podcast, and I was, a couple of years ago, I was trying to have, like, actually have, like, a macabre dance thing.
I do remember that. I remember you putting
I wanted to do, like, a Halloween.
On and,
No, but I'm saying I wanted, oh, yeah, maybe that was the episode.
Yeah, that was the
episode. But I wanted to do, like a macabre dance thing. Where
yeah,
it was
like a Vanilla Sky kind of
like a
party.
Edgar Allan Poe type thing with just, I mean, don't use real candles, but like they have those like candles that like you could buy a billion of those candles and have the whole room candlelit in like a old creepy freaking dance macabre music, the original. Have you ever heard the original?
Yes, I think we played it on the air.
We played on the
podcast
air.
Once, yeah. We probably got shut down.
It
or
did
muted
get
on
shut
that episode
down.
Or something.
No, because it's old, like...
Oh, the original. Yeah.
The original. Yep, like, Mozart or whoever the hell did it. But I always thought it'd be cool to have, like, that kind of, you know,
like a themed gala kind of thing. Yeah.
Like the dark and mysterious Edgar Allan Poe shit. You know what I mean? Quoth the Raven, nevermore.
Yeah.
Like, I always thought that'd be cool to do something like that. But again, it embraces. You got to embrace all aspects of your life. You have the dark side. You have a light side of you. Everybody's got some evil in them. Everybody's got some good in them. You know what I mean?
Yep. We're all rough ashlers.
We're all rough. Ain't nobody freaking. Everybody got some evil. I know I got some fucking evil in me. I could be an evil
soul. Yeah, you're imbibing it as we speak.
But again, you got to embrace that because when you realize, like, I mean, shit, you go into therapy sessions, right? And you sit there and you talk about all the evil, rotten, nasty shit you've done. And the whole purpose of the therapy is, well, how do we get better from that? Mm-hmm. How do we get you away from doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Shouldn't Freemasonry be the same way?
Yeah, that's one of the foundational reasons that Freemasonry exists, for to improve us.
I'm also not saying we should allow in killers or freaking child diddlers. That's not what I'm saying. I'm
not
clear about that. Freaking... Yeah. What's her name? Franz is going to come on and be like, "Say, I told you they got babies."
And the conspiracy nuts will come back out of the woodwork for us. Big sauce.
What?
Big sauce. Good morning, brothers. Hope everyone is well. Much love to all of you quarrymen and your families.
Right.
With the square encompasses. Thank you, brother.
Let's even talk about some of our degrees. Some of our degrees are dark and mysterious. I remember a certain degree in the York Rite where you went down into King Solomon's mines.
Mm-hmm.
There was a shaft in the Egyptian room. Let me be clear. There is a
like a trap door?
No, there's a hidden door in the Egyptian room.
Is there really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know
there's
that.
There's a hidden room, a hidden shaft that goes down to the just down to nowhere.
Huh.
In the New Haven room.
New Haven Masonic Temple.
I'll show it to you next time we're there.
Okay.
But it looks like the wall.
Yeah.
You push you kick out the thing. And
now, that's some dark mystique nonsense right there. Yeah. I wish we had one of those.
So hear me out. They have this degree where you go down in King Solomon's mines. Not going to say what degree. You want to find out.
You don't have,
take the fucking York.
Go through the York, right?
It's part of the Royal Arch. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But so what you're basically doing is you're going to look for this quote unquote keystone. Right? You're looking for the keystone. Nobody can find this goddamn keystone. Where's this keystone? Go find Carl. There's always a Carl that screws it up, right?
Yeah, Carl.
It's always a fucking Carl.
Yep.
But so what they do is, used to be back in the day, granted, this harness system is, man, it's
probably not up to code.
It's not up to code. Yeah. I'll put it that way. But they would put a harness on your waist. They would clip you to this bitch and lower you down the shaft.
That's cool.
In the darkness, and you had to find the keystone. It was part of the degree.
Wow.
They stopped doing it years ago because, again, I would love. Oh, God, if I was part of the Royal Arch and I actually decided to move up to the ranks, one of the things would be like, see that room back there? We're going to change that harness system. We're going to put a freaking 5-point rappel system, and we're going to start using that bitch again.
Yep.
I mean, this is all like old ropes and pulleys now and stuff like that. But back in the day, they would send you down there, and in the darkness, they'd shut the door. You had to find the keystone by feel.
Wow. Yeah, that definitely puts
dark and mystique.
Yeah, that's puts a different meaning to the degree.
Right? Yeah. Now you're like, oh, that's
I think we just
awesome.
Rummaged around near the junior deacon's chair. Like,
yeah, no. New Haven actually has a wall. It looks,
daylight.
It looks just like a wall. The door is a wall.
That's cool.
You kick the bottom out, and it pops open, and then you open the door, and it's a straight shaft that goes right down to the freaking pit. And at the
I
bottom
wonder if
of
that
it,
was that always the original purpose of that? Because
yes.
That's a purpose-built Masonic
yes.
building. So
purpose
they built that
built.
Shaft yep. for that purpose. Wow. Mm-hmm.
That
wow.
shaft was built for the purpose. New Haven Masonic Temple.
Super
check
cool
it out.
Place, yeah.
Egyptian room. We're going to have to go one day and just maybe that's what we need to do as a podcast.
Broadcast
we'll just go to,
from there?
We'll just go on a freaking, we'll go Instagram live or whatever the hell.
Okay.
And we'll just walk through and
do a virtual tour.
Do virtual
well,
tours.
The Hiram One brothers are. There's a bunch of them that are big fans of the podcast. Have been following us from the very beginning. So I'm
Hiram One brothers.
Thinking I could talk to some of them brothers. And
reach out to Kenny or myself and let's do this shit.
Yeah,
I'm putting you on the pulley system. You're going down there.
I don't think so. I'm probably over the weight.
You're
limit.
Going down there.
People used to be much smaller and lighter back then. I don't want to die, George.
I just pictured you going down.
That would
down
be a cool way to go.
I would just
though.
Picture you going down. Remember those like things when we were a kid that they were like they would clip to the doors and you'd put the babies in them and the babies would bounce.
Oh yeah.
But like it never worked out the way you thought it was and the kid was like bouncing off the fucking door like the door jams and hitting the door and everything.
Yep.
I can picture you going down the shaft just bouncing your head off everything because I mean
probably.
It's a small shaft.
Yeah, so I'm going to
like
rotate like in the harness.
A quarter of this room. You'd be just rotating the car and like
it's a quarter of the so it's actually a fairly decent sized shaft.
It's enough to fit two humans side by side down the shaft.
Right. Interesting. Yeah, I'd love to check that out. I had no idea that existed in that temple.
I mean,
and it's like a living museum that place. I'd really like to go and.
I mean, another degree is
have
when
a real tour.
Who was it? You were representing Hiram, walking with Solomon, and he's like, "But when I die." They will bury me here.
Mm-hmm.
Dark and mystique.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Especially if it's delivered good. Like, best one I've ever heard was Bruce Belmore when he does the walk around.
Yeah.
During that degree. You've seen that degree.
Yep. But, I've seen him do it.
But there's the dark and mystique of it. Like, it's like, wow. Like, creep factor, if you will.
Yep.
Like, I think that needs to be more embraced by Freemasonry. I think that, you know, I don't know, and I get
the powers that be would be against it. Yeah.
Of course they would. They're against everything that has anything to do with the norm. Fucking passmasters. I tell you, man.
I know. We suck.
You're passmasters. Oh, my. Which makes it all the funnier that we can crack on ourselves.
Well, not all past masters are of the grumpy variety. Some of them are, you know, kind of have an innovative spirit about them. Certainly the ones from this lodge. We're very blessed.
And again, I'm not saying make innovation like changing degrees.
Oh,
and
no,
stuff.
No.
Not for that. I've said that before.
No, we get our dues.
It pisses me off
for that kind of thing. Like, we're, yeah, we don't want to violate.
But it pisses me off that they changed it from the original, from Ben Franklin, or even before then, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they should have kept it the way it was, but now they added all this extra shit, like, Freemasonry's continued use of its implications. Blah. Like, I hate all that shit. I wish they would have left it the way it was. But what I'm saying is, I'm not for innovation, but in a way, I'm for tweaking, right? So, for instance, we got the Caledonians. They do a degree. We got police. They do a degree. They got the whole cave degree in New York. They got the quarry
degree.
Native American degree. Okay. Tweak it to
the Garibaldi degree team that we created. I mean, we have a special uniform for that.
Right.
Right? We've got the red shirts and the tuxedo jackets. Why not
tweak it
use
to be
robes
a little dark, yeah, especially around Halloween. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a draw, right? We talk about draws all the time. It draws people. They want to come see it. You know what I mean? Have the degree and then the macabre dance right afterward.
Yeah.
That would be freaking cool.
Masquerade ball.
Who's the master this year?
This year it's Manny Tirado. Incoming master next year will be Jason.
I think
Jason would be down for it for sure. He's got enough time to sort of plan things.
I think we need to have a conversation about this. We need to sit down. We need to do a...
I think it would be right up his alley, honestly.
Now, my question is this. Are lodges allowed to collaborate with outside entities to do things? Like, now I'll say outside entities. I consider us, as a podcast, an outside entity. But could it be like a dual, like... You know what I'm talking about? Like a work?
Harmony Lodge number 42 presents the Freemasons
podcast. No. Harmony Lodge 42 and Freemasons podcast present Dance Macabre degree.
I don't see why you couldn't do that.
We need to talk to the master and let's get this shit done.
I think he'd be down. I mean, we could at least talk to the master and wardens and, you know, maybe if somebody doesn't have time to do it in their calendar for their year, maybe another, you know, the subsequent master.
And I'm even talking about doing it.
Interested.
Do it. Also, why don't we do a Christmas one?
Yeah.
Right? We do a dark one.
Christmas
do a light one.
Themed
Christmas themed one. Throw some freaking, I don't know, we'll wrap you
fake
in
snow.
Fake snow. We'll wrap you in Christmas lights and have you walk around.
All right. During the Master Mason degree.
No, but I'm saying, like we should do themed things. I think themed things, granted, I will say there needs to be the basic do it the right way thing.
Hmm.
No, there needs.
Well, you have to have the essentials.
But when that becomes the norm, when that becomes the everyday, nothing changes. People are drawn to farm degrees. People are drawn to quarry degrees because it's something innovative.
Yeah, it's an experience.
Innovative in a carry the T. What's the innovative?
Innovative is a word.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the one that you're looking for in that.
It's something new, all right? Whatever.
Yeah, it's something
I tried to be intelligent and the bourbon started
different.
Talking and that was that.
And it's still, you know, these themed degrees are still the degree, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we don't change the ritual or anything for it, but it might be in a different place, or it might have a slightly different theme, or there might be costuming that's different. But it's still very much a degree. When we do the Civil War entered apprentice degree, we do it at a different location. We do it out at my gun club, out in a field. You're getting mosquito bites and stuff like that. That's a little bit different than going to a usual Masonic degree. But it's still the entered apprentice degree.
Let's go out, Ken. Let's just do a Hellfire degree club.
I don't know what... Oh, that doesn't sound like...
That was
you're talking about like the Hellfire...
the Hellfire caves.
Yeah, no, I don't
remember
think
that episode?
The one that when we talked about it?
Yeah, we were talking about how they brought the, what is it called, Lovely Ladies of a Curious Disposition?
No, it was, I can't remember. Yeah, so, the Hellfire Club
he meant
was
whores.
Not, yeah, who was.
Who was.
yeah, I'm pretty sure our Grand Lodge handler would have an issue with us creating a Hellfire-themed degree.
Anyway, I don't know, I think it's fun, personally, to dress up and play a part. I enjoy that part. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's why I love degree teams.
What?
That's why I love degree teams.
Yeah.
Because you get to be something a little different. You get to do it and do the standard Freemasonic ritual, standard degrees in a way that people haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always fun, I think.
Now, you know, add the dark mystique to that now, right? I'm sorry, maybe it's just me, but I find a certain allure to... I find a certain allure to, how do I put this? To... quote-unquote, losing your shit, right? Like, we all love these movies where you have the main character loses his fucking mind. Like,
you're saying this because you saw that Joker movie.
There we go. Or, you know, any of those movies. Like, any of those movies where...
Falling Down.
Like, there we go. There's a certain allure to that where people are like, that's fucking awesome. I wish I can do that. You know what I mean? So if you run a degree where you have that, like... losing your shit type.
You know what I mean?
Like where you're playing somebody else.
You're playing a part where the character's lost everything kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Christ, we talk about... Even in our degrees, there's that... certain degrees that have that I don't give a fuck attitude to them, right?
Yeah, well, there is
Scottish Rite. You know where I'm going. I hope you know.
Yeah, well, I'm not a Scottish Rite brother, but I know of some of the degrees, and but very not in a first person real world way. But what was I going to say about? Just fell out of my brain.
Hey, Brother Chad, what's going on?
Hey,
no, but you know what I'm
saying.
Brother
Chad Mullins.
Yes.
Oh, what's up, brother?
There's that certain mystique of the fuck the shit o'clock, right?
Oh, that's what we were saying.
I don't give a shit anymore. It's liberating.
There's a part that why do I always Right Worshipful Brother Grant Gould does. He does like the Hiram Abiff kind of lamentation, if you will. It's like the long form before the actual like tragedy kind of starts, right? And that is, first of all, a really, really cool part. I love to see that ritual performed. Right. And secondly, it kind of like shows that Grandmaster Hiram, like he's like at the end of his rope.
Yeah.
Right. Doesn't know how to finish the temple. Doesn't know how to, you know, do his normal drawing of designs on the trestle board. Like he feels like something is imminent. And like that, if you portray that in the right way, there's definitely some dark.
All right.
Mystique about and it's like it's not a normal part that we do. It's a long form thing.
Right.
Grand Lodge allows us to perform it and so forth, but it's not in the blue book. It's not in our standard Connecticut ritual. But it adds something to the degree. It adds kind of like a little bit of a darkness to the proceedings of the evening. What are you doing with Papa George?
Well,
the joke,
and again I'm gonna build off that.
Okay.
The joke of our podcast is that there is a puppet who's now sitting in my lap very quietly. He's been very quiet lately. I don't know why.
Well, he's been sitting over there with the
very, very polite.
That setting mall handle up his bum, propping him up. So,
but there again, I'm talking about the podcast. You know, in what we do is we are supposed to be the Three Masons, and Puppet George is the antithesis of what we are.
Yeah, the anti-Mason.
The anti-Mason. He's the guy who doesn't give a shit. He's the one who, you know, just says whatever comes to his head.
Yep.
It's true. People write to me all the time saying, oh, Puppet George, like, blah, 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 blah. Joe kind of made this character, if you will.
Yeah.
But, you know, people tune in because they're like, when's Puppet George coming back? When's Puppet George going to do this? When's Puppet George going to do that? Because people like the fact of, what are you laughing at?
It's just the fact that he's sitting there with his mouth open, like, on your lap as you try to be serious is... I don't know.
But you get what I'm saying, right? There's that mystique of being able to be something that you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Tie it into Halloween and just this time of year. Like, you could even go, you can get real freaking philosophical and say, like, even the shedding of the leaves of trees, it gives a chance for new life.
A rebirth.
A rebirth. That's kind of what Halloween is. We're embracing the dead because springtime, I mean, it's not about freaking rabbits who, you know, mysteriously drop eggs, even though rabbits don't lay eggs. But you know what I mean?
You're kidding me. Rabbits don't lay eggs.
But it's the rebirth of life. That's what it's about. Rabbits, again, the reason why the rabbit was chosen for Easter around the spring equinox is because
pagans.
I mean, what's the joke, right? Rabbits
screw.
They reproduce
vigorously.
There we go. You put it very eloquently, because the way I was going
to
put it was...
I know. That's why I tried to step over you there.
I appreciate the step over there. But, yeah, and they reproduce, right? And the tree's coming back. The leaves coming back. Egg is the sign of fertility and the life and the coming back, you know? Yep. So now you have this holiday, and you have... You know, that's why people enjoy fall. You know, the leaves are pretty. Everything's kind of going away. You know what I mean? Like it's the death of the last season and the rebirth of the new. So it goes with our whole yin and yang. I've had a little bit of bourbon, so I'm getting
very philosophical right now. Philosophical. That's what happens.
I hate when that happens. But I mean, everything I'm saying is relevant. I'm not drunk yet. I feel fine.
So we got good morning, brother from Vancouver, Washington.
Whoa.
What's up, brother?
What's that say? Something entertainment. I can't read. I mean, for multiple reasons at this
blow
point.
Blow it up a little bit, because I'm having some difficulty, too.
My tall cedars forest has the coal cracker?
Coal cracker degree.
Every month has a theme behind it, like November is Farmer's Night. Yeah, there you go. Right. And I bet you probably have a huge draw to that, don't you? I guarantee you he's got a huge draw to that, because people, I mean, shit, the farm degree, the Ashlar Aspetuck, well, Joe Zanino and Ashlar Aspetuck used to put on, had a huge crowd when we were there.
Yeah.
They had the spiked apple cider, you're in a farm. Worshipful brother Ryan Nordstrom's brand new Lexus got molested by a cow, which was freaking hilarious.
That's awesome. Because
he literally just got it waxed and cleaned and everything.
That's great.
It was great. The cow just came up and was just licking the whole side of his windows. His windshield. That's great. It was fantastic. Yeah. He was pissed, which made it even funnier. He was tight about that shit. One of the funniest things I've ever seen. So mad. You have no idea how
I mean, you're never going to forget that degree.
But anyway, it's kind of... All right, Puppet.
Yeah, so he said he's got... he said, they get a large draw because of that. Those themed degrees there. Yeah, so just so everyone's aware, Tall Cedars Forest is the Tall Cedars of Lebanon, which is one of the appendant bodies of Freemasonry. Yeah, it doesn't matter where I move, his eyes are following me. He seems way too happy.
So my point being to all this is that, you know, we should embrace both sides of it. You know what I mean? Ken, you're very, what's the word? And I'm actually going to be nice. You're a very level-headed.
Try to be.
Logical human being.
Okay.
On the flip side, I can... I've never seen it. I will say this point blank. I've never seen the other side of you. But do you get mad?
Lose my shit? Yes, I can get mad.
Just flip the fucking kitchen table and say, fuck this shit o'clock, I'm out of here?
Very, very rarely.
But it happens,
usually,
right?
It doesn't, it's not a physical thing. It's just like, yeah, I'll rage every once in a while. But it's very, very infrequent. But yeah, now, everybody's got that side of them, I think.
Now, it doesn't make you a psycho if you lose your fucking mind. All right? It doesn't make you an evil person or split personality or or manic depressive. But what happens after that rage, what happens after that darkness hits you, what happens?
Catharsis.
A feeling of calmness. Yeah. You get it all out of your system.
Yep.
Right?
Sometimes it's psychologically healthy to do that.
It's psychologically healthy to lose your shit. I'm not saying on a daily basis or everything pisses me off and everything, not in traffic, everything, you know, it shouldn't be an everyday thing, because then clearly you do have a problem. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to purge, if you will, from time to time. So, in regards of embracing the dark side of your personality and in Freemasonry and everything, these are all like good things. These are things that help you release that inner person that is, there's always, you could be a good guy or a good person 90% of the time, but this is a great movie. Perfect example. Me, Myself, and Irene.
Okay.
I fucking love that movie with Jim Carrey. Why? Because he finally, after being such a nice, good guy, gets shit on for so long that he just starts tweaking out and becomes Hank. And next thing you know, he's like, Vegasil, there is a discount on Vegasil. Somebody's got some extra cheese in the taco. But it's in the movie. I'm quoting the movie. Okay. But he loses his shit. Yeah. Why?
Because sometimes his man can only take so much.
Body needed it.
Yeah.
He needed it. So bringing it back to Freemasonry, I think we need to embrace that dark side of humanity. It is a part of us. We talk about the mosaic floor and make good men better. Sometimes good men who we're trying to make better can flip the fuck out and lose their shit.
Yeah. Even the best Masons among us, like, have their limits. You know what I mean? Like, we're still just men.
Katie.
Oh, Katie.
Embrace the dark side. We have cookies.
That's true.
I don't know.
For every lodge meeting, we have delicious cookies.
I don't know. I think that, you know, the whole to light thing is where Masonry should go, but Masonry also should understand that there is a darkness before that light, you know, and it isn't until you mature, number one, mm-hmm. and two, get to the third degree, and perhaps even further up, that you start to realize that you needed that dark to know what the light was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's just like good and evil, right? Like, you can't know what good is unless you know what evil is. Like, how do you know the difference, right? So, yes, you have to. There's got to be an awareness there, I think. The darkness could speak to the darkness in men, right? Darkness in our souls sometimes. Or it could just be the lack of knowledge, the lack of light,
right,
which we also talk about a lot in Freemasonry. But either way, I think it's got to be there. I don't think it can be completely eradicated from, you know, the institution, right, because if it were, then that would seriously take something away,
right,
from the experience.
Jed, he picked up what I was putting down. He said that was a great degree.
Which one is he talking about?
Probably talking about the degree of...
he could have been talking about the Tall Cedars coal cracker degree that...
Yeah. Potentially.
Yeah.
Let us know what degree you're talking about.
Or
don't
got to
get specific if you don't want.
Could have been the Order of the Temple that he's referring to. I don't know.
Farm degree.
Oh, the farm
degree.
Farm degree.
There you go. Yeah, it was a fantastic degree, and again, it was something different. And the crazy thing about the farm degree, there was even a dark allure to that as well. You're out in the middle of a field in the dark with the moon above you, and there's freaking bum barrels going on all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's like a darkness feel to that as well.
The Civil War degree we do by torchlight, so it's cool to have those torches going.
But you have that contrast of the dark and the light,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You have to embrace the dark, and me personally, I would love to orchestrate, coordinate, and create a degree that's themed in that darkness. Dark robes.
Robes, yeah. I always thought robes would add something to it.
They freaking absolutely would.
Degree,
they would add something to it.
Yeah.
Do it as a...
The Freemasons Podcast degree team.
Who said that?
Well, no, that's what I just said.
You?
That was my idea, yeah.
Listen,
sometimes I have ideas.
I've been out the game for a while, but I still spit some shit.
Lunatic, good morning, brothers, from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Morning, brother.
You can make out the lodge area on Google Maps. Yeah.
You can kind of see where the...
Yeah. And there's another thing.
They have
thing.
Like an altar like that they
use?
They dig
fucking hole.
Well, I know that, but what do they do for an altar? Is it like hay bales or something?
Hay bales, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But... Another darkness to it. They dig a goddamn hole.
They put a human being
in a hole, grave. Mm-hmm. 6 foot by 6 foot grave.
Yep.
That's embracing the darkness.
Yeah.
That's embracing the dark side of humanity.
Yeah.
I want to attend the cave degree. Yeah, I think it's in New York. I think it's actually done in House Caverns in New York.
That's super
Stop
cool.
me if I'm wrong. But I think it's done in House Caverns. It's
now,
a New
is that
York
the
lodge.
One? Is that the one with that old picture of like the lodge in the cave?
Negative.
Thing
that's
from,
different.
Like, that's a different one.
I think so.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure that one's not accessible anymore.
You can see the bum marks from the 50-gallon drums. Uh huh.
Interesting.
It's that was a fantastic degree, and again,
I don't think they do it at that farm anymore either. I think I was talking to somebody.
I remember taking the Order of the Temple and being in the very first time I was ever in a chamber of reflection. They threw me into this chamber of reflection, skulls and candle lit, and the Bible in front of me, and it's this old dilapidated shit Bible at Mark 13, I think it is. I think it's the Bible.
Mark who?
Bible passage. Oh. Mark 13, yay, there, pillar of so. Salt and all that stuff, right? Yeah. And from the dust you shall
return.
Where did you
take your
New Haven.
York right degrees? You were New in New Haven. Haven, okay.
But I remember going in, the first thing I thought was, this is cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, there is something kind of inherently cool about it.
And again, I'm not trying to give too much away, and I don't want to give too much away, but I say it before, I'll say it again. The Order of the Temple is the best goddamn degree I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, I'll have to
that
agree.
That one was fantastic. You're standing there, you get pulled in, there's a triangle table with candles and libations and just people surrounding the whole room is dark.
And there are swords.
They're swords, which always, you can't get no better than swords.
Yeah, there's nothing
you know
cooler
what I mean?
Than swords.
Like, and they're pointed at you.
Yeah, there's that too.
You know what I mean? And it's that darkness of it where you're sitting there in the dark and you're alone and you're under the gun. And it's like.
It's definitely what you expect, you know, Freemasonry to be after seeing only what the profane world thinks about Freemasonry, right?
It's and like it's that's the pinnacle. That's especially that last libation. It's the pinnacle, right? Yeah. You're like, oh, this is what I came for.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
This is everything I expected it to
and
be.
And the craziest thing is, with all that darkness, the story, the whole premise of it was the light.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Light of all lights.
It is a Christian degree.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
And it explains it fantastically.
Yep.
Let's go to there. You have to take it on Good Friday. I did. I took it on Good Friday.
The Order of the Temple?
Yes.
Yeah, that's definitely the time.
That's typically when it's done, but I think it's done in October once, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But again, I mean... I think that's what Freemasonry needs to add to. They need to add to it in that respect.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So, yeah, we should set something up. Let's definitely talk to the Master and Wardens here at Harmony and see what they think about all this.
That's my opinion. I'm entitled
to
my opinion.
It's worth a shot. You are entitled to your opinion.
I am.
Yeah. And your bourbon.
And my bourbon, which I'm going to finish shortly after we shut this down momentarily.
Ah, very good. Well, I'm drinking with you in spirit.
Mm.
I can't do it this early.
What do you think, Kenneth?
I think we did pretty well on this one.
I enjoyed this one.
Yeah.
I enjoy the whole dark mystique of things.
Yeah, me too.
This is why we like the Addams Family and Beetlejuice, and it's why we like Beetlejuice.
There's and Goonies.
The Goonies. Yeah. It's the darkness of it. And again, you got to embrace the dark. In the words of the great poet 50 Cent, joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain.
Preach on, brother. Preach on.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we're good.
Yeah.
For the Freemasons podcast, I am Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry signing off.
And Worshipful Brother Ken signing off.
I look like a giant whale sitting in this chair.
Ah, you don't look that bad. I think it's mostly the lighting. The lighting will be fixed soon.
I'm really like 200. I think I was 202 this morning.
Yeah. You don't look a pound over 200.
The camera adds like 37.
It does. It's these chairs, too, because you're kind of lounging. You can't not lounge in these chairs.
I look like the cow that licked Ryan Nordstrom's car.
Probably deserved it.
He did.
Using that delicious flavor of wax on his car.
That's it.
Why are we still talking?
I don't know.
Didn't we already sign off?
See you later, everyone.
Have a great day, everyone.
That's life.
Put your picks in.
That's life.
Football Sunday starts now.